All right. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning.
Okay. Yeah. Now, officially into As the Worm Turns, now that we have the technical elements taken care of.
Yeah.
All right. How are you?
Oh, good. Had a nice little shower this morning.
Uh-huh.
Freshen things up.
Oh, I thought you just meant you shampooed.
Well, sometimes I do that.
All right.
But anyways, I'm just heading into the fall stuff, so started the early fall cleanup thing. So
what does that mean?
Well, I'm taking out all dead old plants, and if in any areas, what shall I say, nothing's growing there, I go ahead and hand turn it.
Uh-huh.
Which is my project for the next month.
It's hand turning your whole garden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And stuff. And I've started some of the buckwheat. I've started just hand turning that in too.
Oh, because that's already grown and it's time to get into the soil.
And it's just falling up. And it's falling up. I like it. It's a really good insect plant for the fall when there's not so much stuff out there blooming.
What do you mean by that?
Well, nectar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so what is the purpose of growing buckwheat in an area that, doesn't have something else growing in it, doesn't have vegetables growing in it?
Well, the plants around it, I'm still watering, so I might as well be having something grow.
Okay.
And one is the green manure crop or fertilizer aspect of it. And if you do get a thick stand of buckwheat or for whatever type of cover crop you're using or green manure crop, is it suppresses the weeds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the it slows down the barn wheat because they're not getting enough sun. They're not getting enough sun.
All right, so is there any other aspect? I mean, is buckwheat better than some of the others?
Well, buckwheat is the reason why I use buckwheat in the late summer and early fall is because it's so fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can plant it and water it, and it's up in 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh. So is it too late to plant it now?
Not really. The thing is, it might, if you have a frost, it's frozen. So I don't know if it's worth the seed, the cost of the seed to do it.
Okay. So
if you're probably down in Delta or Grand Junction, yes, you can still do it. Up at this end, I don't think so.
Okay, and so is there something else that you'd be planting instead right now for a cover crop? Or would you be holding off until a little later?
I've been holding off now for till later. I was planting a field pea.
Uh-huh.
And I planted some just last week, and that'll be it. And then I'll plant more. If there's going to be a winter cover crop, I will plant that in, say, early October. Because you don't want... that's usually winter rye, maybe Austrian winter pea, maybe some of the clovers. But you don't want it too tall going into winter because then it has a tendency to winter kill.
Okay, so what would you be aiming?
What is the aim? Well, 2 to 3 inches.
So what would be the timing for planting that?
I don't think it should be any time. Well, from late September on into mid-October.
Okay.
Something like that. And if it's smaller, it's okay. You just don't want it to get really tall.
Okay. So that's why you want to wait a little while before you plant it.
Yeah.
And is there an advantage to a winter cover crop versus other seasons?
If you're going to do it, the advantage is that, what can I say? If you're on a steep slope or a windy area, it holds the soil in place. And that's, the main thing. You can do, if you're going to be planting in that area next year for production, garden
for
stuff,
sure.
Then you can plow that down or till it in earlier because it's, you already got it up and growing. Whereas if you're going to use that area, just have it fallow for the entire next growing season,
uh-huh.
Then, you can plant an early spring cover crop, the green manure crop, one of the peas or vetches or even some oats.
Okay.
As long as you don't let them go to seed, because then it becomes a weed problem.
Okay. So the advantage of doing and planting a cover crop at this point, you know, I mean, albeit a couple of weeks from now, is that then your soil will have the advantage of that come spring if you're planting in that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So if you have not had a cover crop, then you want to try and get that in there, right?
Because
that's going to help your overall health of your soil and richness of your soil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and definitely stops erosion on those, like I said, steep slopes or windy areas. And I've read in the companion pairing books, potatoes really like to follow, be planted in an area where winter rye has just been tilled in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, potatoes like that.
All right. So that would be a particular...
If you know where your potato crop's going to be next year, go ahead and plant winter rye.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, so let's see what else I'm doing. I've stopped watering the Hopi pink corn that I was growing, the potatoes, and the late pintos that I plant after I harvest the garlic. I'm going to let those just dry out, and harvest them in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, and let's see what else. I'm cutting back on the squash instead of every week to every 2 weeks. That's winter squash.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is just to get them to dry out, harden up. You know, you want a hard rind or skin on the winter squash for the best storage.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I'm cutting back on those. And, I don't want them to be growing. I want them to be maturing. I don't want the vines to be growing, but I want the squash to be maturing the actual squash itself.
Okay.
Yeah. And, just prepping my area for winter wheat, which I'll be planting in probably mid-October. Something like that, anyways. We'll see how that goes.
So is that something different than the cover crop?
Well, this is for grain.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can use winter wheat for, just like winter rye, you can use it for a cover crop.
Uh-huh.
But this is actually an heirloom variety called Turkey Red.
Okay, and so does that make a difference in terms of... it's the same thing that you want to plant it in the winter so that it has that advantage of only growing so far as opposed to planting it in the spring?
Most of your wheat that is made into flour is hard winter wheat. It's hard red winter wheat. I mean, that's just a general term.
Okay.
Specific names. So this is Turkey Red. And it's throughout the world in the temperate areas. It's planted in the fall, germinates, and it's more dry land farm. You could almost dry land farm it.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I'll water it once this fall and maybe 2 to 3 times next spring and harvest it in July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I'll leave it tied in the bundles.
Uh-huh. And then thresh it?
Thresh it at some point. Thresh it and clean it.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be done. It could even be sitting on those stalks clear until midwinter.
Okay.
It actually gets better. The quality of the wheat gets better the longer you leave it in those bundles drying.
Hmm. What's impacting that? Do you know?
It's just the curing, just aging, like you age cheese, you age wine.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, it's just that kind of stuff. And that's, I think, part of the problem with the extreme amount of gluten intolerance and wheat intolerance in our society.
Oh.
Is they're not, it's the hybriding of the wheat, and it's also, they just go out and harvest it. They don't let it sit on the stalk, and that's in the old cultures. They always let it sit on those stalks until they actually needed it.
Is that what you do too, or do you just finished saying you thresh it?
I'll thresh it at some point, but I'll leave it on the stalk a minimum of a month after I've cut it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's probably just taking some of the energy from the stems and things, putting it into the seed?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All right, great.
Yeah. And so the other big project we did this weekend is I cleaned the black beans, threshed and winnowed the black beans, the cranberry beans, and then onions, lettuce, spinach, celery, all those seeds have been cleaned.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of little things going on.
Oh, man. I tell you. I feel woefully inadequate.
Yeah. And then
I don't grow anything.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm sorry. How do you know when your beans are, I mean, we're talking about this stuff, yeah. And how do you know when your beans are ready to be harvested?
Well, the pods start to dry out.
Okay.
Actually dry out. And actually, when I was at your house, was it last week? You need to stop watering. And I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you planted, I think, tiger eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are real pretty beans.
Right.
Yeah, it's a golden brown with a stripe or two in through them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that it was so blatantly obvious it was a personal question.
Yeah.
We try to be general here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyways, and I'm just the fall snap peas, I'm eating those, and the snow peas are blooming and forming peas right now.
Cool.
So.
All right, great.
So, that's a lot of little things.
Right, but it's a busy time of year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all part of it. So I want to remind our listeners that Lance is available every Monday, providing us with all this information for As the Worm Turns, and you can participate in this if you have any questions. They're on the website at kvnf.org under short features. You can go to As the Worm Turns, and there's a comment section, and we check that prior to every show to make sure that we're asking whatever kinds of questions you all may have. And as well, all the shows that have happened with Lance have this year have been archived there. So most of them have synopses. And so if you're looking for a particular question, you should be able to find it there. Or again, pose your question here and we'll get it to Lance on the air and get it answered for you. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Lance.
All right.
We always appreciate your help.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.